Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got lots to talk about. Last night, Raw. It was the go-home Raw for Clash of the Castle. And, of course, Friday is the SmackDown go-home show for Clash of the Castle. So we can talk about everything that went down on that show last night. There was a lot of stuff. And we got a full lineup for Clash of the Castle as well. Tonight is NXT. Got a number of matches, including a new match added featuring everybody's favorite team, Gallus. We'll tell you about the lineup for that show. Dynamite on Wednesday. And yes, we'll talk a little bit about next week's Raw as well, because as a result of a QR code that was issued recently, it looks like Uncle Howdy's crew is likely debuting next Monday on Raw. Also got updates on the John Laurinaitis, Vince McMahon, Janelle Grant WWE lawsuit. Not much of an update, quite frankly, but there's an update. Nick Wayne has been double booked for this weekend, and we will tell you where he will not be in case you're planning to travel. We've got Hikuleo heading to WWE. Dax Harwood is out of action. Sexy Red got arrested. Hear about that? Sexy Red got arrested. I'll tell you about her response as well when the video of her getting arrested was made public. Io Sky is heading to Marigold, which, by the way, begs a question, which I will ask here on this program. Adam Copeland talks about his fractured leg. We got ratings and plenty more. If you want to text us here today, you should know how to do it. 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com. Also, F4W Online Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Back in a moment with more of Observer Live.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow. You always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Find what you love, love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8-Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And a quick update from last night's Observer Radio. Yes, Nick Wayne has been double booked. Supposed to be a triple mania. And also there is a Christian Cage Father's Day celebration. And you know they say,
what's that?
Family comes first.
It does.
He's skipping Triple Mania, which is actually pretty sad because Buddy Wayne, enormous fan of CMLL, loved it. I think Nick's been wanting to work at Triple Mania probably since he was zero.
Really?
Eh, maybe two. I don't know. But it's been a long time. But you know, there's always the next of 85 Triple Manias.
That's true.
That's the way to look at that, I guess.
And he has wrestled in AAA before. Did you know what the match was going to be here? I have it in front of me. It was going to be he along with Seema and Willie Mack. What a trio that is. Against Commander Laredo Kid and Octagon Jr. and the team of Deluxe, Destiny, and Noisy Boy.
Yes. Sad.
Poor Noisy Boy. I'm sure he was looking for that, Rob.
Like this person here goes, very foolish of Nick. What? I have a feeling it was Tony Khan. You don't say?
Of course, really?
It was Tony Khan that pulled him.
Maybe it was those contractual bindings
that
were going on.
Come on. Think he's making these decisions? Give me a break.
Yeah, well, and look at how AAA does things. You know, look at how all of Mexico, for the most part, does things when it comes to double bookings and false advertising and all sorts of things like that. I mean, I'm not saying that that's what happened here, but the reality is, if you're Conan, if you're AAA, you always have to worry about when you book shows like this on a Wednesday or a Saturday that, you know, things might be in flux.
Okay, an update very quickly on what's going on with Vince, Janelle, John Laurinaitis. So there's not much new. John Laurinaitis filed a, quote, statement of material facts. And he declared, under penalty of perjury, so he swears these things are true, at all times, material to the allegations set forth in the complaint, I was an employee of World Wrestling Entertainment. Well,
okay, yeah,
undoubtedly true.
True.
As a full-time employee of WWE, it is my understanding that I was listed as a released party from any and all lawsuits or causes of action by plaintiff Grant.
Okay, he believes his understanding of his situation is true.
Yes, that's what he believes. Pursuant to the terms...
That's what he understands is about what he believes.
Pursuant to the terms of the Confidential Settlement Agreement, General Release, and Covenant Not to Sue, it is my understanding that the sole and exclusive legal method to resolve any disputes related to the Confidential Settlement Agreement would be in binding arbitration under the Federal Arbitration Act. So essentially, absolutely nothing new. He wants us to go to arbitration.
Didn't say a thing and is still playing both sides of the fence that way, though, by saying, well, you know, honestly, this is what I think, and that's why I think it should go to arbitration, but I'm still a victim here. No matter what happens, I am still a victim. That is what John Laurinaitis is
actually
saying.
At no point during his thing did he claim that.
No, not during this. I'm just saying overall, what he has brought to the table, yes. Because he said absolutely nothing here to add on to what he's already said. So, once again, John Laurinaitis is a victim in all of this.
This guy better hope this goes to arbitration because his lawyer...
A lot of splaining to
do. I don't know what happened. I mean, you know, here's one thing that I can say. And this is not a defense of Vince or Janelle. I'm just going to say. Both of their stories have remained consistent from day one.
Yeah,
Vince hasn't changed his story. Janelle hasn't changed her story. But one man has drastically changed his story.
Ooh.
And that is John Laurinaitis, whose lawyer originally claimed that Mr. Laurinaitis is a victim in this case, not a predator.
I'm not a predator.
But then later he said that he sided with Vince McMahon's. So he's that's kind of weird. Although, you know, I think what they're going to try to claim is that they're going to try and play both sides of this, where he's going to say, I was a victim. When I claimed I was siding with Vince McMahon, I was siding with his request to go to arbitration.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I think that I don't know how this is going to end up, but I do think there's a very, very, very strong chance that this is going to go to arbitration.
Well... Here's the thing. You still got that whole Southern District of New York thing going on. And yes,
well, that's something entirely different.
But this has been paused for now. If this case is taking precedence, because things can get dragged out for a very long time. So let's say it doesn't go to arbitration and she does not want to settle. So this is going to bring out a very long process. Will the Southern District of New York case, if they have one against Vince McMahon, be long as well? Probably, but it will also take precedence. So,
well, that's true, but here's the thing. She doesn't get to choose whether it goes to arbitration.
No, but I'm just saying, if it does not go to arbitration and then she decides she does not want to settle, which she absolutely would not at that point, you know... The case would go on, but what happens first? It would be interesting to see what happens first. It's going to be interesting to see what the findings are and what they are really looking for here and how much they are going to be in on WWE as well, too, because that's the thing. I mean, the way he used their finances and all that other stuff, you're talking about Securities and Exchange Commission things. You're talking about a lot of things here they may be pouring on Vince McMahon in addition to possible sex trafficking.
So this week's QR code on Raw has a countdown clock. The countdown clock ends on June 17, which is this coming Monday's Raw in Corpus Christi. You refuse salvation, the message read, the reckoning is inevitable. And so it appears that Bo Dallas, Uncle Howdy's crew, is likely debuting next Monday on Raw. You know, like to see people employed and everything, but I can't say I'm looking forward to this. I cannot say I'm looking forward to another spooky faction in WWE. And I've said this before. I mean, the thing is, whenever I see something spooky now, like Tatum Paxley, you know, she'll do a match and then she'll do a bridge. And like everyone has to talk about how creepy it is. And it's like, she's doing a bridge. Kick her legs out. Punch her. Like, why is this creepy? She's upside down.
Step on her stomach.
You know what I want in a real fight? It's for someone to put themselves in a compromising position. Like, that doesn't scare me.
Well,
I just... So anyway, every time I see it, all I can think about is
Alexa
the pandemic. Pandemic.
Well.
Because all of this stuff was done during the pandemic. During a horrible period in wrestling, a horrible period in humanity. Like, I don't want to remember the pandemic. And it's all it reminds me of. It feels so dated to see the spooky stuff. So they're just going to try it again.
And a lot of what... This is a controversial take, because if you loved the stuff, you loved the stuff. But a lot of the Bray Wyatt stuff was a huge miss for me. And once the nostalgia and the tears dry up, and once this new thing debuts, I mean, at first, it's going to be pretty crazy, and it'll probably be pretty awesome. But then, as it goes on, we'll see, because that was one of the big problems with Bray Wyatt. I love the John Cena thing, because it was one of those things that, if you're going to give me something wacky, make it so over the top. And the thing with Cena was, I thought, perfect, and the best thing that ever happened out of the Bray Wyatt thing. But I don't want to see Alexa Bliss in a doll. I want to see Nikki Storm back, or Nikki, whatever her name is.
Cross.
But Nikki Cross, thank you. I'd like to see her back, but, you know, will she be utilized? Because they didn't before, over and over again. So, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But, again, cautiously optimistic, I guess I'll say, or pessimistic.
Let's just go to a break.
Yes, we
Wrestling
need to.
Observer Live.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Boss man, I want to clarify one thing I said at the end of that segment there.
I hope so. Everyone's confused.
Okay. Look, and just put it plainly, a lot of what Bray Wyatt did, a lot of what the Wyatt family did, a lot of what Alexa did when she was talking to her psychiatrist, a lot of what happened in that funhouse was really effing stupid to me. So I don't know how I feel about this, because again, I don't want to kill Bray Wyatt's legacy. The man has passed away, and there's a lot of people that feel a certain way about all of the stuff that he did. They absolutely love it, and they feel deeply about it, how it was moving wrestling forward, and whatever it is. But let's be honest, a lot of it sucked. And a lot of people got sucked into that vortex to steal one from Chris Jericho, who stole it from Jim Cornette. And a lot of it was not made better. Seth Rollins was not made better by this. Randy Orton and large mallets and all that stuff, it was not made better. So I'll say I am cautiously optimistic that they know that from before. And now with this new regime having full control over this, maybe they can move it forward in a way that makes it really interesting week after week after week when it comes to them not only appearing in pre-taped things, but also in the ring for matches.
Well, I guess we'll see Monday when Bo Dallas, Uncle Howdy, Dexter Loomis.
Wait, Dexter?
Joe Gacy. Eric Rowan and Nikki Cross.
Holy smokes. No Alexa Bliss.
So let's well, she's unavailable at the moment. Let's think about how many great Uncle Howdy segments do we remember? None? Well, okay. How many great Dexter Loomis segments do we remember?
Well, that's none. Subjective.
How many great Joe Gacy segments do we remember?
Well.
I did like the Vintner.
You know, the Vintner was, he had moments there. And Nikki is great.
Nikki's a great wrestler, but let me ask a question. How many great Nikki Cross segments did we see with her new gimmick?
Can anybody remember any of her new gimmick?
This is going to be something else.
Well,
this will be something else.
It is.
The synergy of a whole bunch of horrible gimmicks being put together to perhaps make a great gimmick? We'll see.
Yeah, let's go.
We'll see.
Hit the QR code.
Hikaleo's on his way to WWE.
Hey now.
Yes, we need more Bloodline members.
Mo Tongans.
So he is going to show up and then...
Haku better make it into the Hall of Fame next year.
I mean, come on, I can't believe he didn't make it in really? This year. But yes, the...
You know what?
The Bloodline expands. Because we need the Bloodline versus... We need a new Bloodline Civil War. Because we got to have Roman and his crew.
Jay and Jimmy.
Well, we don't know that yet. They're on different shows.
Here's the thing. At some point, you're going to have to even out these sides. And right now, if it's true Hikaleo's coming in, and it's true that Jacob Fatu was signed, you add them in with Tama Tonga and Tangaloa, and then you have Solo Sikoa. And will Solo split off from that? You got The Rock, and then on the other side, you have both Usos. And The Rock and Roman Reigns. So, you know, do you bring somebody else in? Do you split Solo off? At some point, I'm sure we're going to have some sort of four-on-four.
So then we've got Dax Harwood at action. He's injured. You'll never guess. Got hurt in a ladder match doing a crazy spot. He did a pile driver onto Matt Jackson on a ladder and messed up his back. And then basically admits he hid the injury. And he was in very, very bad shape. He had a giant hematoma on his back after this Saturday's match. Told Doc Samson. Doc Samson said, brother, you need x-rays on your pelvis. You need to take time off or you may have to retire. So him and Cash are off television. And, you know, I was at, where was I?
He may have to retire.
Yeah, it's
for a
bad.
Hematoma?
Well, he's got a lot of issues.
Okay.
So I was at Double or Nothing, right? Was it Double or Nothing?
Know. When?
I'm trying to think what show I saw this at. It was Double or Nothing. So they were doing that match where they brawled all over the building.
Anarchy
in the arena. Mm-hmm. And Dax and Matt end up brawling right down next to me, actually, because I was in the crowd. And they come down the stairs, and they're like 4 feet away from me, okay? So, you know, Dax is lower. Matt's up higher on the steps than Dax is. So Matt's, you know, pummeling him down the stairs or whatever. And so Matt hits Dax. Matt hits Dax, and Dax bumps like 2 feet from me. Okay, so since I'm on the far end, you know, my seat is right there in the aisle. They've got, you know, when you go down the aisle, they've got those metal things you hold on to if you need assistance going down the stairs.
Railing,
yes. So he bumps. I swear to God, Dax bumps on these steps, and as he falls back, his neck and the back, or his neck and the back of his head, it hit this metal barricade so hard, like right in front of me. I thought he broke his neck, and he got up. Yeah, that should tell you everybody how hard he hit this barricade. Let me tell you, he hit this barricade so hard with only his neck. Like, it was crazy enough that he was bumping down the stairs, but, like, he bumped down the stairs and accidentally hit his neck. He, like, rabbit lariated himself with a metal barricade.
Ugh.
It was brutal. And I was like, this guy ain't going to get up. And then he got up and he kept going. But then the other thing I noticed was this incredible permeating stench of Icy Hot. He had, like, I don't know, I presume it was him. I guess it might have been Matt, but like one of the two of them had taken a bath in Icy Hot. I mean, just from head to toe, my eyes started to water and bleed. It's like, oh my God, like, this guy is beat up. So hopefully he can take some time off, heal up, come back good as new. But my goodness, that was a wake up call. And I think that was before they actually did the spot through the ladder where he ended up getting hurt. So anyway.
That spot of rolling down the steps, I was at the Great American Bash in Baltimore when Kevin Sullivan and Chris Benoit brawled. And there's a lady in the men's bathroom, just Dusty Rhodes on commentary was great. But Benoit did that roll down the steps with Sullivan, and aesthetically, it was amazing, but stop doing that. We've had too many spots on steps where somebody has been hurt, whether it be rolling down them like this or Samoa Joe jumping down them. I forget what, I know it was TNA where he just did a big senton on the steps for God knows what reason, but it's just, it's one of those things that doesn't need to be done. Although then again, with Anarchy in the Arena, I don't know. I guess you have to do these things.
It says you had me at permeating stench. Thank you.
Were you more of a Ben Gay guy or Icy Hot or what was?
I didn't put any of that stuff on me.
Oh, come on!
I didn't.
None.
Icy Hot? I put actual ice on myself if I needed it.
Yeah, I know that, but you didn't actually. You ever use anything like that? No menthol for recovery?
No.
Huh.
None of that.
You didn't play football.
I didn't think it worked.
No.
I'm going to put a cream on my body that makes my body think it's icy and also hot. What is that actually going to do in terms of healing?
Depends on who nothing. You have rubbing it on you.
Nothing. It's going to do nothing. Sexy Red had an eventful weekend. This, by the way, was prior to Battleground. Okay?
Getting ready.
She was arrested for disorderly conduct at Newark Liberty International Airport. Security footage appeared to show her involved in a large brawl at the airport, although it is not clear what led to the dispute. Probably security, be my guess. You know, that reminds me, somebody sent me, is my buddy Lou Lyon.
Lou Lyon?
Lou Lyon, he's a good guy. He sent me a link. Apparently on YouTube, there's a playlist of my rants. There's like 70 of them.
Oh, no.
And that's whatever. But then he goes, you realize that there's an Art Bell rants playlist? There's only like 60. It's like, wow. I finally surpassed Art Bell. But anyway, he goes, I never heard the one about bread. And I was like, the heck is the one about bread? I got mad at bread? So I listened back to it, and it was like 4 years ago or whatever. And there had been a bread shortage. Or it appeared to be. Like, I went to Panera, and Panera had no bread. Okay, the place called Panera Bread. How do you have no bread? And then that same week, I went on the ferry, and I went to the ferry. You know how they have the food in the ferry?
Uh-huh.
And they had no bread there either. So I started thinking there was a bread shortage of some sort. And so I started Googling on the show bread shortage. And, you know, nothing came up. But it turns out I found a news article about a bread shortage in Venezuela.
Huh.
Okay?
All right.
And they explained that authorities blame bakers.
What, are they on strike?
Well, I mean, who else would you blame?
I guess.
Of course it's bakers.
Well, it could be suppliers.
Ridiculous. But anyway, so she gets in this brawl.
It could be suppliers.
You guys ever seen Sexy Red, by the way?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a video, and certainly does appear to be Sexy Red. So then she just posted on social media, "That wasn't me." And then I guess she just went to NXT. So everything was all right. But don't get in a fight at an airport, everybody. That's a great way to get in a lot of trouble. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank goodness. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans starting at $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Oh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh. What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure. Oh. But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Getting together with friends to watch the game?
then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Almost over.
I'm still employed. We're not almost over. This is the longest segment. This is the hardest one.
Jesus.
Anyway, Sexy Red got arrested but then went to NXT. I could have just said that, but I had to go into detail.
Throwing stanchions.
Just like I had to go into detail about how Dax fell down and hit his head.
Yeah, well. It's one of those days.
Io Sky. Okay, so here I got to talk about this.
Oh, okay. Our Japanese wrestling expert, Brian Alvarez.
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
Uh-huh. You and Rossi got a lot in common, don't you?
No. I don't know anything about Rossi. But I know this. Io Sky is going to Marigold next month. And, you know, it's just a story. She's going to Marigold or whatever. We knew that they wanted Kairi and et cetera. But here mm-hmm. is... Because this is why I am a Japanese wrestling expert, Mike, and yes. not just some bloke that watches some tapes.
Uh-huh.
You guys watch Raw last night?
Yeah.
I did. So, on Raw last night, they had a rematch, Io Sky versus Lyra. They, of course, faced in Queen of the Ring, and Lyra beat her in an upset. Lyra went on to the finals. Proceeded to get sat on by Nia Jax, beaten. Nia's Queen of the Ring. So they mentioned that, you know, Lyra had gone through all of damage control in this tournament, and they were having a rematch here. Io Sky versus Lyra. And so they're doing this match, and Kairi and Dakota come out, obviously. But they prevent Lyra from getting a pin, but then Lyra beats them up, and returns to action. And so they continue wrestling back and forth. And then she attempts the Nightwing, which is her finish. It's also a superhero from like 1948. And then Io yanks her hair and pins her with a crucifix. She pins her. Io Sky pins her clean in the middle of the ring. Okay?
50-50.
That's irrelevant. The point is, she pins her clean in the middle of the ring. She wins the match. Okay?
Yes.
Then they go to beat up Lyra afterwards, of course, and Kane and Katana run down and they head to the back or whatever. So, later in the show, we cut backstage, and there is Kairi, Dakota, and Io. And Io is just like pacing back and forth, and she's all like chomping at the bit. And all of a sudden, she just absolutely loses her mind. She starts screaming. She starts flipping out. And she screams that damage control needs to change. And she storms off. And the other two are looking at her like, what is happening? This is not good. And I didn't think about it until later when I was reviewing the show. And I realized she won her match. She won her match and they beat up. They had a dominant performance. And then, like, she was really, really angry. I could not, for the life of me, figure out why she was so angry. But she did say...
I understand that.
She said that damage control needs to change.
Yeah.
Well, now she's going to Marigold. And how does it benefit WWE at all to just send talent one way? What are they getting out of it? Obviously, there's going to be some other people that are going to be making appearances here. So I'm wondering if we might see a couple of new people coming in from Marigold to either replace, bolster, or whatever, the damage control. Because Asuka's not back anytime soon. And You know, obviously EO, I mean, they didn't have her say this needs to change for no reason. And then immediately afterwards, they announced she's going to Marigold. So I think that we might see some new faces here from Japan.
Asuka's going to be out a significant period of time. And when she comes back, people are going to love to see her. And she's probably going to be over as a babyface if you decide to go in that way. And by that point, hopefully, Julia is established. And one of the best ways you could establish Julia is putting her in a unit that has got Kairi and Io and has, almost said Xia Brookside, but has got Dakota Kai as the mouthpiece for the group. I think that's the best way you could go about doing things. So if that's what this is leading towards, I like it.
Okay, we've also got ratings. SmackDown did 2.2 million viewers and a 0.61. So audience down a little bit. But it was still the number one show on television, all of network TV. Closest competitor was Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, which SmackDown beat by 45%. So, not bad.
You want to buy a Val?
SmackDown viewership, compared to a year ago, down 3%, but it's 18 to 49, up 1.7%. So, you know, TV is declining, but SmackDown's 18 to 49 is actually up. So that's pretty impressive. The Rampage show, 256,000 viewers and a 0.09.
Oof.
And here's the thing. Last week they aired at some, I don't even remember when because I don't watch it live.
6:30 Eastern.
It was like 3:30 Pacific or something like that, some ridiculous time. And this was in their normal time slot on their normal day. And they did the same number as they did the week prior when they were in a random time slot.
Bye-bye,
that tells
Joe.
You you're down to the hardest of the hardcore.
Yeah.
When you're doing the same number as you did when preempted.
100% of those people are the 20, however many, 150,000 or so that buy the pay-per-view every month as well, too, probably close to it. Just amazing. But Collision is coming back, and I know people are going to roll their eyes at that, but they're not changing things overnight. They don't have anything to shock the system overnight, and MJF appearing on the show will help. But if this show can continue to build itself back up all summer long and get to a point when you get to All Out and All In that it's peaking, that's what you're going to want, because what comes right after that is college football season. And you know what that did to you. And obviously, Turner knows and Warner Brothers knows what chunk is going to be taken out of it. So they're cool with that. But still, you want to be at a good point leading into that because, again, it's just going to be a whole lot of headache for you.
And year over year, the Rampage show is down 12% in viewership and 10% in 18 to 49. And then Collision, 388,000 and a point 1-3. They did have some NHL Stanley Cup competition and Major League Baseball and a UFC fight night. So
keep going.
Year over year, down 15% in viewers, 7% in 18 to 49. This is what I keep telling you guys about NXT. NXT is the one show that like is up double digits, like 25%, 30% in viewership in 18 to 49. So they're actually the fastest growing wrestling show on television, NXT. More than Raw, more than SmackDown, way more than Dynamite, Collision, and Rampage. I mean, it's NXT. And that brings us to, by the way, the NXT lineup for tonight. So they have announced Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate, and Wes Lee versus Gallus. Got to have our Gallus match. Lexus King, Dante Chen, and a Singapore Kane match. Sean Spears versus Javon Evans. Meechin versus Jada Parker. This is Meechin. She had the pay-per-view where she got all banged up bad in the ladder match. Now she's wrestling on NXT, and on Friday she's wrestling on SmackDown. Wendy Chu and Eddie Thorpe are both returning. And yes, they announced Cody Rhodes is on NXT tonight. Because you see, they have no strong competition. Dynamite still does tomorrow. And so they are going to try to beat NXT in viewership and in 18 to 49. Viewership, I think, is going to be fairly easy. I don't know about 18 to 49, but you know what? Cody's coming.
It's like Omar. Cody's coming.
Yeah. So they may beat him this week.
Now, would you consider this a petty act or a good act of gamesmanship?
Well, of course it's a good act for gamesmanship. Both sides would do the exact same thing.
Absolutely.
Now, the Dynamite show.
A little bit of pettiness.
On my birthday, I might add.
Yes. Happy birthday.
You're 53 years old.
Oh,
stop. Will Ospreay versus Rey Fénix for the international title, which should be a great match. Mercedes is defending the TBS title against Zeuxis. Mark Briscoe, Orange Cassidy, and Kyle O'Reilly versus Kyle Fletcher, Takeshita, and Roderick Strong.
Say a spin guy.
Who do you think is doing the job in that match? TV time with Chris Jericho featuring Private Party. Dustin versus Jack Perry in a TNT title qualifying match. And Roosh will be in action.
Actually kind of looking forward to Dustin Rhodes and Jack Perry.
Should be good.
Yeah, Dustin Rhodes doesn't have bad matches. And he, you know, I hope. We'll see. I'm still not sold on Jack Perry. I'm not sold on the whole group. I mean, I'm not sold on any of their heels right now, really. I mean, they're all just disingenuous. That's their main character. That's their main thing that they are in different ways and for different reasons. But they're all just disingenuous. I'm waiting for somebody to break out of the pack. And for their sake and for his sake, I hope it's Jack Perry here, because this is still the biggest opportunity that you got. And it'll be interesting to see what they do coming up with Collision, with it being their one-year anniversary that they're hyping up, how much history they are going to conveniently forget about during the video packages.
This guy says, my God, Brian will be 50 next year.
Dude, this year.
No, next year.
No, bull.
I'm 48. I'm 49 tomorrow. I got one more full year of being in my 40s.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I think you got a work birth certificate.
No, June 12, 1975.
You look like...
So unless it's 2025, which it's not, I got another full year of being a young, middle-aged man.
53 years old.
Not 53. You, of all people, are going to claim I'm older than I am?
Hey, I'll
you can't even
be,
keep a straight face thinking about this.
I'll always be younger than you.
I find that impossible. I want to see your birth certificate.
It's true.
I think you were a 1972.
Yeah, 76.
No, you weren't. Stop.
Yeah.
Come on.
And I'm younger than both of you.
Ridiculous. Yeah, but you know what? You're catching up.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I once dated a lady.
Oh, yeah?
And we were dating, and then we had two other friends who were dating, and we'd been dating
for change.
We'd been dating for like a year and a half, and then they had their 1 year anniversary, and she actually said to them, "You guys are catching up to us." But you know what's funny?
What's that?
As ridiculous as that was at the time.
Uh-huh.
How old are you now, Dom? 30 something?
Yeah, I'm 33. It's not as fun anymore.
He's 33. Like, he actually is catching up to us. It's ridiculous. He's almost our age now. Weird.
So I'm just not going to stop living. Can't let Dom catch up to me. No way.
Bron Breakker and Ely was the best thing on Raw by miles. If you did not see it, stop what you're doing after the show is over and go back. And, my God, these guys, they destroyed each other. And this was totally not a WWE match. It was like... They decided it was like a takeover match from years ago. We're going to go out there and we're just going to do a total anything we want, smash each other, pummel each other. I mean, it was awesome. And Braun speared him absolutely to death for the pin. And then he killed poor Ricochet afterwards. But I don't want to talk about Ricochet's doom because I might make a mistake again. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we made it to the end here. I got a full review of Raw on the Wrestling Observer radio show last night with Dave. It is the go-home show for Clash of the Castle, which at this point has Damian Priest and Drew McIntyre, Bayley and Piper Niven, Sami Zayn against Chad Gable. The Voodoo Ladies will be squaring off.
Be winning.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Your new women's
There's
tag
no
team
chance.
Champions. Oh, yeah.
Bianca and Jade and Zoe and...
Jade does some big move to Zoe, knocks her out, gets knocked out of the ring, and there you go.
How much you want to bet?
I don't want to bet.
Exactly.
I just want it to be true.
It's not going
to
happen.
I'll tell you why. I want to see Bianca Belair involved in a single storyline. And I like Jade, and Jade needs to work, and there's things you can do, but unless you have a big feud for Jade, like, to me, hide her, let her work house shows, let her work dark matches, do things like that. To me, have those belts so you can have Candace and Indy, and Kayden and Katana, and the Voodoo Girls, and all that sort of stuff. Start building up that division if you're going to have those tag belts. You can't do that with Jade. You can't do that with Jade.
Actually, you can. They just don't.
But here's the
thing.
That
booking of that tag match last night was ridiculous.
Look, is Bianca Belair better than every single woman? Does anybody believe any of those women who are in the tag team division can beat Bianca Belair? No. Maybe Nia and Tiffany, and you hate that thought.
Well, listen. All I know is I got to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to go cook. But you know what? 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today. It's me and Tom. We're going to talk about SmackDown. As well as the second WWE Speed Tournament. The tournament to crown a number one contender in the match with Ricochet. And then we'll do the third season of Speed next week. But anyway, check it out, WrestlingObserver.com, video.f4wonline.com. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you again next time. All you...